Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to come to terms with one of the great pieces of foundational wisdom about political conflict. You win political conflicts by uniting your side and dividing the opposition. Right now, it's too much to say that Republicans are completely united. They certainly aren't united about distracting issues like people trying to still overturn the result of the election of 2020. That's not an issue that's going to work for Republicans in any way. But in terms of getting an infrastructure deal, and an infrastructure deal that is much closer to the initial numbers the Republicans had wanted than to the out-of-the-ballpark numbers that Joe Biden had been talking about at one point, that's possible. And it can happen. And the Democrats are looking increasingly divided, increasingly enraged against Joe Manchin. And Bernie Sanders just announced that he's running out of patience. Now, I know, I mean, this is horrifying. Bernie Sanders, Bernie's up there. He's chair of the Senate Budget Committee. And he says he's going to proceed with a budget whether Joe Manchin comes along or not, whether Kyrsten Sinema comes along or not. So to what purpose exactly? And how are Democrats not overwhelmed? Here is what Senator Shelley Moore Capito, who actually has been leading the negotiations for the Republican side and doing a good job, about where they stand just at the moment. This is clip 5.
No, I don't think we'll come to an agreement today, but I still believe that there's a deal to be had here. And I think that's why we're both willing to keep talking.
Okay. Good. Perfect. Fine. Keep talking. And yes, I do think that Joe Manchin actually brings people closer to an agreement. And he does so because he made very clear that no, he is not going to go for repealing the filibuster. Now, the other position that he took that is historic is he said no, he is not going to vote for, he will definitely vote against, in fact, the so-called For the People Act, which would completely take away from the states any right to basically organize their own elections. It would mean that basically there's one standard for every election in every single state, that you would have to make sure that Wyoming conducted its election just like Rhode Island, or Massachusetts, or you name it, Hawaii, where they don't allow Republicans. There's a piece by Jonah Goldberg, who's always a particularly witty and insightful writer, it seems to me, ran in the LA Times. And he writes, it's official. In the great existential battle between a return to normalcy and a new progressive era, normalcy is winning. And normalcy, especially when it comes to opening up facilities, institutions, plays and concerts and restaurants and certainly schools, even universities, well, most universities, and the fact that we are getting back to normalcy is actually a very positive development, no? And he points out that, recall that Joe Biden ran as a moderate in 2020, not just in the general election, but also in the Democratic primaries. Biden triangulated off the Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren wing of the party. That would be the left wing of the party, rejecting defund the police, Medicare for all, and the socialist label. And in general, he did everything he could to reassure voters he wasn't the caricature radical the Republicans tried to paint him. And then victory went to Biden's head. And he points out that there was a meeting with Biden and a group of liberal historians on March 2nd. And the historians told Biden he had a shot at being a new FDR or a new LBJ. And he should go for it. And the only problem with all of this is that it was fatally detached from political reality, writes Jonah Goldberg. FDR and LBJ won in landslides, and they had huge majorities in the House and the Senate, and considerable support from Republicans as well. Biden had the narrowest possible majority in the Senate, couldn't be more narrow, and very close to that in the House. His presidential coalition wasn't merely small by comparison, it was also arguably more divided. A significant number of his voters cast ballots against Trump more than for Biden, which is why the GOP actually picked up seats in the House. And a lot of them, 15. Last week, says Jonah Goldberg, Biden came as close as he could to admitting that reality wasn't getting his back. I hear you all, the folks on TV, saying, why didn't Biden get this done? He said, referring to himself in the third person. Well, because Biden only has a majority of effectively four votes in the House and a tie in the Senate, with two members of the Senate who vote more with my Republican friends. Goldberg says that last dig at Sinema and Manchin was unfair. But what they won't do is vote to abolish the filibuster, which would let the Democrats steamroll their agenda with just 50 votes. He writes, the problem for Biden is he has an agenda that would be plausible with 60 reliable votes in the Senate, but it is impossible when he has to scramble to get even 50. That harsh reality became clear over the weekend when Joe Manchin announced in an op-ed in his hometown paper that he would not vote for the For the People Act, which would radically federalize the way we conduct elections. The Democratic base thinks this is largely a Manchin problem. New York Representative Jamal Bowman, just recently elected, told CNN yesterday, Joe Manchin has become the new Mitch McConnell. Joe Manchin is doing everything in his power to stop democracy. Joe Manchin to stop democracy? Representative Mondaire Jones, another newly elected, of New York, indefensibly tweeted that Manchin's op-ed might as well be titled, Why I'll Vote to Preserve Jim Crow. Do we have Jim Crow in this country now? The denial of fundamental rights to black people? They don't have the right to vote? Don't have the right to ride in the same bus? Or in the same section of a bus? I mean, come on. Overlooked in the backlash is that Manchin is actually taking heat for many other Democratic senators who can't afford to be as out front as Manchin, who comes from a solidly Republican state. Trump won West Virginia by 39 points. Progressive activists want to oust Manchin and Sinema in favor of more pliable team players. Help us find the next AOC to replace Manchin and Sinema was how one progressive PAC positioned its strategy in February. This is also unhinged from reality. Manchin is almost surely the only Democrat who could ever get elected in his state. He'd beat a West Virginian Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez handily. And if he didn't, a Republican would win the general election. You can have a centrist Democratic senator from West Virginia or no Democratic senator at all. This is what normalcy is supposed to look like. Two parties trying to figure out how to win over the center. And it's long overdue. And this also goes to some of the people who are right now are obsessed with fighting in Republican primaries. How about concentrating on winning a few Democratic seats and taking back the Senate and the House? Wouldn't that be a better plan? We will get to that and the plan to legalize prostitution in Oregon and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Bring it on!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable, so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Okay, two pieces of good news, more good news for Republicans. The best news out there is that the Democrats honestly are losing their minds. And I'm not saying that everything that you hear, for instance, there's a big new article about they're going to their eighth week of recounting votes in Maricopa County. Can you think of a more insane waste of effort? The chances of overturning the election results in Maricopa County or in the state of Arizona are nil. And yet we're doing 8 weeks of this, and that taxpayer expense is very strange, very weird. But then there's this, an aide to Dick Durbin, who Dick Durbin is a Senate whip for the Democrats. He's a senator from Illinois. So he has to work with Joe Manchin. And an aide on Twitter said, "I don't think our founding fathers anticipated the survival of the Democratic experiment to rest in the hands of a man who lives in a houseboat." Okay, can somebody figure this out? Apparently Joe Manchin lives in a houseboat. Kind of makes me like him better. I don't know where. West Virginia is a landlocked state. No, honestly, you look at the map. It's not connected to a Great Lake or to an ocean. Where's the houseboat? I'm sure they have some very nice lakes in West Virginia. Maybe it's in his backyard. But I think it's kind of admirable and unique and against the grain. Maybe he's doing a Noah thing, right? He has a houseboat in his backyard ready to go, the idea that Joe Manchin lives in a houseboat and then must be held in contempt and you can't trust him with the future of the Democratic experiment, they took the tweet down a couple of hours ago. In any event, while that is going on, there's more examples of Democratic insanity. And this is from somebody that I didn't really know, but apparently he's already conducted last week. He did a full hearing of Oregon's House Judiciary Committee, and he's moving forward with a bill. And I'm sorry, this is what the description of the bill says. I'm not making this up. The he I'm talking about here is the Most Honorable, and that's what it says on his website. It says the Honorable in big letters. And it has a picture of the guy whose name is Rob Nossi. And Rob is posed with a hat and a really large rainbow tie. And yes, he is a leader in the gay rights movement in the state of Oregon. He has sponsored House Bill 3088, which says to repeal the laws of prostitution, promoting prostitution, and commercial sex solicitation. Now, I don't think the bill would actually promote prostitution. I think what they're trying to do in a very illiterate way is say, okay, we're going to repeal the laws of prostitution, and we're also going to repeal laws against promoting prostitution, so you'll be able to advertise. And wouldn't it be wonderful? Maybe Portland can be just like Amsterdam, and there can be part of Portland where instead of holding riots and breaking windows and burning things down, there can be sort of store windows where prostitutes sit there and wait for business. And what about billboards for prostitution? Does anybody really think that prostitution is a good idea right now in the stricken city of Portland? You might say it can't get any worse. Might take people's attention away from smashing statues and private businesses. But Barbara Brentz, a sociology professor at University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Now, Las Vegas, they don't have legalized prostitution. They do in some of the counties around Las Vegas. They have legalized brothels, but not in the city. Anyway, she talked about human trafficking and how decriminalization of sex work would help. Can we think this through for a moment? How does making prostitution legal help with sex trafficking? This makes no sense. It's like those people who said, oh no, we legalize marijuana, it won't increase use of marijuana. Nah, are you kidding? No, of course it won't. It'll reduce the use of marijuana because people have to pay taxes on it. It hasn't worked that way, has it? Nobody thinks that it has. She says, Professor Brents, forced coercion or sex trafficking is relatively rare. Does anyone believe that? But it's bad when it happens. But the evidence is really, really clear that arresting sex workers or their clients does not help. In fact, it increases risk, and it may push sex workers by choice into a trafficking situation. Look, this is a very simple thing. Is it good for society at any level to have prostitution more open, more legal, more of a factor in our business world? Or is it, in fact, worthwhile for the sake of everything, of human decency, and to avoid sex trafficking immigrants into our country? Does it make sense to maintain some prohibitions on prostitution? This, it seems to me, is one of the reasons, among many, that there is a very dramatic shift that is now getting attention all over the place about of Latinos to the Republican Party. This is a big deal. There's a piece by William McGurn that may open some eyes and maybe even open some hearts. The piece is called Latinos Bid Democrats Adios. And part of what he's arguing here is that, and the polls show it, the surveys show it, the voting analysis from last time shows it, that for Latinos, immigration is not the number one issue. The number one issue may, in fact, be values. I would be very, very surprised if the overwhelming majority of Latinos and the overwhelming majority of Americans in general are disgusted in the poll at the idea of legalized prostitution in Oregon or anywhere else. But the number two issue, other than values, family and faith and hard work and values that are very important to the Latino community, the other very important issue is the economy. There is a disproportionate number of small business people in the Latino community, and the Democrats haven't exactly set themselves up as a business-friendly party. We will get to more on that shift, and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CEO of Colonial Pipeline is telling lawmakers he's deeply sorry for the impact the ransomware attack had on the nation's fuel supply. Testifying before a Senate committee, Joseph Blunt describing the decision to pay the $4 million ransom to the hacking group DarkSide.
I made the decision to pay, and I made the decision to keep the information about the payment as confidential as possible. It was the hardest decision I've made in my 39 years in the energy industry.
Millions across the country are in for another day of toasty weather. 21 million people are under heat advisories again as hot temperatures blanket parts of the nation. This comes after Burlington, Vermont set a record high on Monday of 96 degrees. The heat is also expected to stick around tomorrow. That's when cities in places like Minnesota could be dealing with new record highs. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medved Show.
I'm just shocked. And one thing that I think will probably shock you, it sort of shocks me, I find myself in actual agreement with something that Don Lemon says. It's advice to Democrats that he just offered on CNN. And when you're getting solid advice from people on the left about basically slowing down some of the self-destructive and very destructive for the country left-wing woke politics, things like promoting legalized prostitution, for instance, then you ought to pay attention. Here's Don Lemon. This is clip 10 on CNN.
Democrats, many times, you know, they have these purity tests about everything, and they're holier than thou about many things. And you can't have that. The first rule of politics that Democrats need to figure out is that it's about winning. It's not about winning arguments. It's about winning elections. It's not about being who's more woke than the next person. It's about winning. And when you win, that's when you get your policies in place. That's how you do it. And I just think that they, you know, right now, for the most part, Democrats are more concerned about, you know, who's more on their side with what's right and, you know, all this stuff. I just think that they should be more like Republicans. They need to be more cunning, as I've said, and they need to focus more on winning elections rather than winning arguments. Stop all the virtue signaling and win.
Okay, and part of winning means understanding that most American people love this country and feel grateful for it. And this is my new piece over at Newsweek is about that. And the fact that for virtually all Americans, And this very, very much applies to Latinos, which we were talking about. And it applies to African Americans, applies to black people. It applies to people across the board in this country. If you use yourself for an example, whoever is listening to me right now, are you glad that your grandfather or great-great-grandfather or somebody in your lineage decided to come here to the United States? Was that a good decision, you think, for the family's future? And I know people can say, well, black people didn't have that choice. Nobody made a choice to come here. They didn't come here by choice. They came here in chains. That's true. But one of the points that I make in my column, and it's a tremendously important point, is black people, most of them, and it's, by the way, it's not overwhelmingly most of them now, because we've had such substantial black immigration from the West Indies, from Africa and Nigeria, very successful group of immigrants from Nigeria, but in any event, with black people, they may not have chosen to come here, but they certainly chose to stay here. Because one of the first efforts to basically free slaves was a well-intentioned but misguided movement called the colonization movement, which attempted to free slaves and then send them back to Africa. One of the reasons that fell apart completely, is because populations of free black people, which were fairly substantial in the big cities of the North, particularly Philadelphia, they had very large rallies against it. People who were freed from slavery didn't want to go back to Africa. They wanted to stay here to have a chance at the American dream that they had been promised. And the American dream of opportunity and liberty. And there was another Back to Africa movement that caught fire after World War I, under the leadership of a Jamaican visionary named Marcus Garvey, who had declared himself the provisional president of Africa. He never actually went to Africa himself, but he wanted to move lots and lots of other people from the United States to go back to Africa. No, people, of course not. And when you talk about people committing everything to a country, black people have had a spectacular record of military service. And going back to the Revolution, no real. And so the idea that people are going to buy this notion that America is a guilty, horrible country, it's only a disaster, comparing it, we talked about this on the air, to Nazi Germany, there's a piece by Michelle Norris, who is a contributor to Washington Post and NPR, who says that the headline says that Germany has come to terms with its horrible past. Can we do the same? Like it's comparable? Really? Most Americans don't buy that. And it's one of the reasons that Bill McGurn writes in the Wall Street Journal, and it's a very important piece. He says, on Saturday, in a South Texas city on the Mexican border, Javier Villalobos gave America a glimpse of what this future might look like when he became the first Republican ever elected mayor of McAllen, the 85% Latino seat of Hidalgo County. McAllen is 150,000 people. Villalobos' election should surprise absolutely no one who followed how counties in the Rio Grande Valley swung heavily toward Trump in the last election, says Mike Gonzalez, who's been a guest on this show. He's a senior fellow at Heritage Foundation. As Mr. Gonzalez notes, in 2016, Hillary Clinton carried Hidalgo County by 41 points, but in 2020, Joe Biden won by only 17 points. Meanwhile, Zapata County, what the Washington Post calls the bluest of blue counties along the Rio Grande River, flipped for Donald Trump in 2020. The first victory for a GOP presidential candidate there since Warren Harding That was in 1920, a century ago. These developments have Democrats sounding the alarm. A May post-election analysis by a trio of left-leaning organizations noted that while Latino turnout in 2020 grew dramatically over 2016, Democrats saw a significant dip in their support in places with high concentrations of Latino and Hispanic voters. Nor were Republicans simply sitting on the sidelines all the while. When asked by Texas Monthly what was attractive to Latinos about the Republican Party, Charles Boca, an advisor to the Bernie Sanders presidential campaign, answered this way. Sandersnista said, at the Republican National Convention, the party had one Latino speaker after another telling their immigration story and how they lived the American dream. And if you just sit back and watch that or read the coverage, you might think, hey, these Republicans are all right. They like immigrants. Yes, we do. They want to build entrepreneurship. They want us to all be rich, like Donald Trump. A new Republican senatorial committee survey of Latino likely voters in battleground states offers some striking insights here, especially on values and priorities. The survey asked Latinos to choose between two statements. The first was unadulterated Milton Friedman. Some people say free market capitalism is the best form of government because it gives people the freedom to work and achieve. The second was what we might call the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez opinion. Other people say that socialism is the best form of government because it is more fair and more equitable for working people. 63% of Latinos chose the Milton Friedman way, not the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez way. Doesn't that tell you something? Tell you what else it tells you. There's not hatred of cops, really not in any segment of America, but the Democratic Party, we'll get to that coming up. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things: religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We need to deal with the truth.
The Michael Medved Show.
And part of the truth is we've got a great book bundle availability right now. Go to michaelmedved.com or go to medvedhistorystore.com. My most recent book, God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era, argues that no, America is not powerful and prosperous just because of some lucky accidents. Even if the pattern of lucky accidents indicates a pattern. Does that mean America has special privileges? No, I argue, special responsibilities. The book is available in hardcover, signed edition, directly by me, personally inscribed, together with a full audiobook version, where I read every word, every chapter. And you get that together in a bundle with the hardcover book and an MP3 player to listen to the audiobook, all at a very much reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, a great gift for Father's Day, and check it out at michaelmedved.com. I was talking about these two alternatives that were offered in a poll that was conducted of Latino Americans, and this was Latino Americans across the board, Puerto Ricans and Mexican Americans, who are the largest group of Latinos in the country, and Cubans and more. And according to the poll, some 63% said that they believed in capitalism, people who believed in more socialist form of government. Other people say socialism is the best form of government. 17% took that choice. So it was 4-1. 4-1 among Latinos. This is why the Democrats are losing ground. And they also say that 67% of Latinos are very concerned their kids won't have the same opportunities me and my family came here to find. And part of their rejection of socialism has to do, obviously, with the idea that many of the people, particularly recent Latino immigrants, have been fleeing socialist experiments, which voters in Mexico just voted pretty decisively to reject, with a bid by AMLO, the current president of Mexico, to increase his power that failed over the weekend. Anyway, that all also involves the fact that most Americans, in fact, any American that thinks about it, understands that we depend for the health of our cities, for the health of our families, for the safety of our families, effective policing. And that's why this is an outrageous story. I'd give it a Golden Turkey Award, but it's more serious than that. This is a story brought out by my colleague right here on KTTH and AM 770, Jason Rantz, and good for him. It turns out that there is a change team that has been appointed to the city department, City of Seattle, of Finance and Administrative Services, FAS. And part of the change team sent out an all-staff email attacking the police. Seattle cops are livid, but the agency, that's the FAS, the Financial Administrative Services, is backing the hateful, dangerous message. Here's the message. The message was written by Daniel Holmberg, who is a senior management systems analyst, and with the change team, a group of staffers tasked with helping the department reach its equity and anti-racist goals. And he wrote in this email that went out everywhere, and they're sticking by it. When the arbiters of justice serve the false gods of white supremacy, they are not worthy of the power they wield. If police protection and restraint extend only to white people, they are no longer guardians. They are mercenaries and zealots, paid in the wages of white privilege, inflicting their wicked commandments upon us. He just called people who put themselves on the line every day for our safety wicked. He did. They're mercenaries and zealots, paid in the wages of white privilege, inflicting their wicked commandments upon us. How can there not be an apology and a retraction of this truly, truly hateful message? And he also blames Seattle police officers for the January 6th riot in the Capitol building. Now, there were no Seattle police officers in the Capitol building. No one attacked the Capitol building. There were six officers who have been identified as having gone together with tens of thousands of other people to the rally that President Trump addressed before the Capitol building attack. And basically, the email that he sent out not only blamed Seattle police for the attack on the federal capital and the other Washington. He says this: can any of us truthfully claim that a black person who did even a fraction of what these rioters did would not have left the scene in the back of a police cruiser or more likely in a body bag? This is the cleansing power of whiteness. It turns pigeons into doves and terrorists into tourists. Well, what turned you into a schmuck? This is appalling. He says, my wish is not to paint all police with a broad brush. However, it strains the boundaries of credulity to believe that these are isolated issues confined to a few bad apples. And this is truly unbelievable. And look, there needs to be an apology and a withdrawal of these statements. A number of cops have posted in opposition to this. So one cop said, this is a prime example of why officers are leaving the force in droves. There is absolutely zero support for SPD in the city. Now we have the people who work on our buildings and cars treating us like we are public enemy number one. One officer said the email was inappropriate, bigoted, and full of misleading inaccuracies and overgeneralizations. Boy, I'll say. And this is also wildly out of touch, and it's why even in places like Seattle, just like in some of the Latino neighborhoods in Florida and Texas, and even California, have to turn away from this kind of nonsense. Speaking of nonsense, well, not entirely. There was an amazing football season, real life, in 2009 in Abilene, Texas. And that's the subject of a new movie starring Dennis Quaid and Mel Gibson's son Milo. It's called Under the Stadium Lights. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Lawrence Fishburne and Milo Gibson, son of Mel Gibson, co-star in the true story of an underdog football team in Texas. It's called Under the Stadium Lights. In theaters and available for rent on various streaming platforms.
Here in Abilene, these young men experienced so much adversity. They made a choice not to be a product of their environment, but to be productive because of their environment.
This is a sincere, occasionally affecting film based on the memoir of the one-time chaplain of this team of destiny, the Abilene Eagles. The young but little-known cast is appealing but often amateurish, while overacting its way through hackneyed material that often seems borrowed from much better films. The uplifting qualities, with emphasis on the team's biblical slogan about being your brother's keeper, make this PG-13 narrative admirable if not impressive. Two stars for the well-meaning Under the Stadium Lights. And let me correct something. Under the Stadium Lights does not co-star Dennis Quaid, as I mentioned. That's another uplifting movie, which is called Miracle in Blue. This does star Lawrence Fishburne, and he's really steals the movie, even though he's only in it for a few minutes. And Milo Gibson, fairly capable young actor, but nobody's going to get any Oscar consideration here. Speaking of Oscar consideration, what about the idea that homeless people in that homeless camp next to a public school in Seattle are now arming themselves? No, they're carrying guns openly. Why? To shoot rats that are on the property? Well, that's always good news. And pot shops are going to be offering COVID-19 vaccination clinics with a free dose of weed. Good idea. We'll get to it and more next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.